I'm Robert Barncourt.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Voices from the Edge, host Joanne Hardesty speaks with Sheila Warren of the Portland Parents Union and Noni Kazi with the Black Student Success Summit about the state of education for Black youth. In the second half of the program, her guest is Avacha, one of the featured musicians in the Jim Pepperfest 2015 this Saturday. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know. At 10, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, host David Nyman talks with Portland writer, teacher, and editor Liz Prado about her debut collection of stories, Babies on Fire. And at 11:30, the film show checks out what's going on in Central Oregon at the Benton Film Festival with director Todd Luby. Then Don Smallman tells us about the Portland Eco Film Festival, which is kicking off with an outdoor screening and kayak event on the Willamette River at Portland's Selwood Park. Thank you, KBOO members, for your support in our recent membership drive. It's still possible to contribute by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Now it is once again time for News from the BOO, our weekly program on Wednesdays at or around 5:45 p.m. when we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings that are happening all around. Tonight we are speaking with board member Del Crescenzo.
Yes.
And Mike and or Monica will be back next week. Hello, Del.
Hello, Aaron. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, the phone lines are going to be open tonight. So if you hear something that you'd like to comment on, go ahead and call in. Give us your thoughts. The number is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. So to get started, Del, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the fall membership drive went?
Yes, we just ended the fall membership drive last week. And so we did well, but we're still a little short of our goal. We had a goal of 95,000 and we have raised about 82,000. You know, there's some donations that are still coming in through the mail. So hopefully that will help move this up, but also if people haven't made yet their contribution, then now would be the right time to do that. So you can go to kboo.fm/donate, click on donate or slash is kboo.fm/give, or you can just click on the donate button. So yeah, we are very excited about how the membership drive went.
All right, great. Well, it sounds like the fiscal year is ending September 30th. And how are we doing on that front?
Well, so very good, actually, because we have a bit of a surplus. So we are very happy about that. The surplus is just really good to have. We have so much in the pipes.
Mm-hmm. And when we have a lot in the pipes, we're able to get a lot done.
So, yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what we've been able to grow and accomplish this year?
Yeah, this year has been fabulous. We were able to hire a development director, and also we are currently hiring for a web and media coordinator because we have a new website that's coming up soon, and we also have an app coming up. So that's a lot of where our money has been invested this year in development and also the new website and the app.
So are you still taking applications for the job?
Yes, actually the job, it's open until this Friday. And you can go to kboo.fm and you can click on the top. There's a banner that says KBOO's hiring, and you can actually apply. So the deadline is 5 p.m. on Friday. And the job is web and new media coordinator, because we do have this brand new website that we have invested in. And so we want to make sure that through the website, we are using this fully to its capacity, because it's going to be a lot. Podcasting is going to be fabulous. We're going to be able to have two streams, one live stream of what goes out on the air, and then another podcast stream where just online podcasts will be just on loop, so people will get more exposure also for doing podcasting.
That's wonderful, because of course there's only 24 hours in a day, but
yeah.
the potential for podcasting hours is limitless.
It is. It really is.
Great. So what else is happening around KBOO? We're having an annual meeting coming up.
Yeah. So that's very important, because I'm a BART member, and so I look forward to seeing all of our members this Sunday. This is our annual meeting. We have it once a year. This is a time where we celebrate. It's also a time of elections. So the meeting is Sunday. So that's September 27th. And it starts at noon till 4 p.m. And this is going to happen at the PSU Native American Student and Community Center. So that's on the PSU campus downtown. So the address is 710 Southwest Jackson Street. And the agenda, of course, includes the ballot that went out to the members, and people are going to get an opportunity to vote until 2 p.m. There. So if you haven't sent your ballot for the candidates, we have four spots open, and so you should do that, or you should come to the meeting so you can vote there until 2 p.m. But also, we're going to have a little state of the station report, so that folks are able to get an update, and also we're going to have a keynote speaker, Joanne Hardesty, who is a KBOO host. You just announced her show tomorrow, so she is going to honor us by sharing a little bit of her thoughts about KBOO. And we, of course, are going to have some food and some music. We have Portland's favorite Bajo Salario, so that would be exciting. And also, we are going to find out who will be new board members there, and it will be very important that you do that, and also we'll have our new mission and vision statements that were created, brought together a couple of months ago, and so we'll have some nice plaques of them. We have it translated into Spanish as well, so people will get an opportunity to read those and really get it in. Take it in.
Sounds like it's going to be a great day.
Yes.
And so once again, that address is 710 Southwest Jackson Street in Portland. And that's Sunday, September 27th, noon to 4.
Yeah.
So, Del, you're on the board.
Yes.
Why don't you talk to us, for the listeners out there who might be curious, about the role of the board and what they do for the station?
Yeah, so KBOO is a nonprofit, and so the board of directors supports with the governance aspect of the nonprofit. And so what that means is we have KBOO has a staff of 8 people that really support with the daily operations of the station, making sure the members are informed and are supporting the wealth and health of the station, making sure the volunteers, the programming is happening, all of that, our finances are in a row, etc. But then it also takes a strategic team to support with moving the vision of the station and continuing to move the station forward in different ways than just the day-to-day. And so that's kind of like what the board is there for, to really support with the governance and support with the vision, and collaborate with the KBOO staff so that the day-to-day is smoother, so that we have strategic conversations about how to support their day to day as well while growing the station and while also supporting the membership, because the essential role also of the board is to be the direct communicator with the members. We are representing the members. Why? Because we are members as well, mm-hmm. right? We're volunteers. I'm a volunteer. I have been a member of KBOO for years as well as a volunteer. And so now as a board member, it feels to me like I'm bringing you know, these years of experience and also all the relationships that I have with other volunteers and other members, so that when I'm sitting on the board, I can also bring their perspectives forward as well as mine.
And can you talk about the board committees and how they factor in?
Yeah, because so, you know, the board, even though we're 12 of us and we're amazing, there's still even more to do. And also we have some of our board members that have certain expertise and certain skills in certain areas. So the way that the board function is by, in fact, delegating a lot of its duties to committees. And so there are several committees that support with running the station, but in committees, it's not just board members. Often committees also have staff and also have volunteers and or members, members that all they do is volunteer on a committee. So for example, I'm on the programming committee, which is the committee that supports the programming team at KBOO. So we support Kathleen Stevenson, Jenka Soderberg, and Aaron Yankee, who are the AM Public Affairs, PM Public Affairs directors, and the program director. And we support them with the programming department doing evaluations for programs, for example. But also whenever new spots are open and we're taking proposals for new shows, then the programming committees also works together to make decisions as to what would be the right kind of programming for KBOO. And so that is an example of a committee that's super diverse, where some of the folks who sit on there are just members and then decide to come and volunteer for this. And so the way you join a committee is by just attending three different meetings. So the programming committee is one. If you are interested in knowing what days the committee meet, you can go to kboo.fm and you could find that information there. But there's also a finance committee, so that would be the committee that helps develop the annual budget and review our monthly revenue and reports. So that's very important. They help us keep on track. And also we have the governance committee that works on making changes around the policies at KBOO. So again, there's staff on this committee, there are volunteers that support with us making good decisions as to how we want to govern ourselves and what policies we want in place for the station. The personnel committee also that supports all the staff and all the people that make KBOO happen. And so that's a very important committee. The development committee also supports with fundraising. There's also a membership committee that's not very active now, but we are hoping to revive in 2016 to support with more member participation in governments at KBOO and other stuff. We also have an events work group. They support also with creating scheduling events, open house at KBOO. They do at the Clinton Street Theater a monthly film series. So it's also a lot of fundraising and outreach that they do, the book and record sale, for example. And then finally, another committee that I'm on is the Strategic Planning Support Work Group. So it's not really an official committee, but it's a very important work group. And that work group actually help with creating a process for engaging the community members in our long-term strategic planning. So for example, you're going to hear from us very soon, because we are developing currently a proposal. We are going to be looking for requests for proposal for some folks that are able to help us for our three-year strategic planning. Where is KBOO going to go in the next 3 years? So if you're interested in plugging in, then maybe you can join that committee that meets on the third Monday at 5:30 p.m. It's always here. And also we were responsible for doing the new mission and vision statement process. So we were very happy with that process. And it's a great group. Again, volunteers, board members, and staff all coming together, and members coming together to make these committees happen and move the station forward.
And really room for a broad range of skill sets and interests there.
Absolutely. And even if you just care, you know, if that's all, yeah, I think that you should come and check it out, you know. And all, you know, if you come three times in a row, then that's it. You're on it. So you have a little bit of room to decide for yourself.
Wonderful. Well, it's hard to believe, but we're actually just about out of time already. So I think we have about 20 seconds left. Is there one more thing you want to plug before you?
Well, yes. So, you know, again, apply if you're interested, web and new media coordinator. And actually tonight we are sponsoring this event at the Bison Coffee House, 3941 Northeast Cully in Portland. It's happening starting at 7, from 7 to 9. And this is the Buffalo Field Campaign, America's Last Wild Buffalo Need Our Help. So this is to support that. And so we are sponsoring this event tonight at the Buffalo the Bison Coffee House, 3941 Northeast Cully.
Wonderful. We'd love to see any and all of you listeners there. Del, thank you so much for filling
in
the absence of Mike and Monica.
Yes, I was very glad to be able to share with members and listeners. And thank you, Erin.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.